This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. The RTD board will vote tonight on whether to offer free rides on Election Day. Board member Shanta Lewis is behind the proposal.
The folks who are utilizing our services are Black, Brown, Indigenous folks who are dependent on public transportation. And we want to really encourage their participation in voting in our democracy.
Lewis says the free rides could cost RTD around $100,000. RTD is facing a budget shortfall of more than $100 million. Aurora has banned police from conducting no-knock raids. The Denver Post reports it's likely the first city in Colorado to do so. The Aurora City Council voted last night to require officers to identify themselves before entering a property by force. Electric buses will soon be moving skiers around the mountains. As CPR's Sam Brash reports, Summit County unveiled three of the new vehicles yesterday.
The Summit Stage Transit Service gives free rides around Keystone and Copper Mountain. Those are colder parts of Colorado, which can be trouble for electric vehicles. Just like your phone, their batteries don't work as well when it gets chilly. Michael Wurzel is the county sustainability coordinator. He says the technology can now handle the temperature drop.
What we hope is you're seeing like some decline in range, but nothing significant enough to worry about.
Wurzel also says the buses will save the county money. While they're more expensive up front, they're far cheaper to power and maintain. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Colorado wildlife officials have cited a woman with two misdemeanors after she told them she'd been raising and feeding a deer. It's illegal to keep wildlife in homes and to feed them. The woman had brought the fawn into her home when it was just days old, fed it, and then later kept it on her property before letting it go. Officials euthanized the young buck last week after it gored another woman walking her dog near Colorado Springs. It's 50 in Denver. This is CPR News.